land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese, your host, and today is the after of January, New Year's.
And the last day of Kwanzaa.
Right. Yes. Did you have Yvonne, my beautiful co-host?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. And how was your New Year's?
I spent it at Kwanzaa.
Oh.
I spent it last over in St. Pete. They had a Kwanzaa celebration.
I know, and you had a lot of performers there?
At mine?
Right.
Yes, we had about 300 people.
Okay. And mine was very nice. It was a beautiful Christmas, a great New Year. And we also, before we start out, we have a special weather report today. Do you know that?
Yes.
I know. So let's introduce Mr. Bert Arnold. He's our weatherman. Uh-huh. And everybody that's watching around the world, Periscope, live on Tantalk 1340 AM.
Hi, Bert. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Yvonne. And Dawn, so glad to be working with you today.
Thank you.
Oh, good.
Well, our weather for today and for the outlook for the week is on Saturday is today, which obviously is mostly cloudy. Highs around 67 to lows around 57. Rain is moving in tonight for the Tampa Bay area over the sleeping hours, so nice day to sleep in on a Sunday. If you're going to church, give yourself some extra time because roads will be wet.
Okay.
Skies are clearing, and Monday morning we should get up to nice sunny skies, mostly sunny skies, and on Tuesday and Wednesdays those will be partly cloudy skies. And Thursday, we have partly sunny skies with the high of 74. The warming trend generally through the week, Monday through Thursday, we will be warming up every day by a couple few degrees. And Friday, we have a chance of rain moving in for Friday, 30% chance of rain. And that's the weekend. That's the week weather outlook.
All right.
You didn't say anything about snow.
No, we didn't. Thank God.
I know.
Nothing at all.
You know why he's such a good weatherman?
Why?
Because he's a sailor, and he's got a sailboat, a 37-foot, so he knows weather.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely does.
Is it going to be raining all day tomorrow?
Yes, it will.
Well, I'm sorry for the drum circle that we have in Tampa.
Oh.
Because they'd be out in Lopez Park.
Well, you know what? Since we're all here, and Bert's here, and we had a great, we're going to start doing movie reviews. You know, and what do you think of that?
I think it's great. I used to do that when I was in college.
Well, I want to thank Regal Movie Theater because I was there last night. Do you know they have recliners?
Oh, no.
Have you been out there yet? Regal 8 Largo? Wow. They have actual recliners.
Oh.
And your feet go up and you have to. We went to the box office, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they went, pick your seat. And I went, when was the last time I was at a movie theater? I had to pick my seat, and but I would definitely make sure that you're online to get your best seats because we were, up in front.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of keep that in mind. And guess what movie I saw?
Joy.
I did. And I just want to tell everybody before we go to our first call in, but Joy, Mangoni, she actually, I have helped cast her major Home Shopping Network deals that she puts together for testimonies. So I felt really, part of what I wanted to see was how all the things that she put together and how she made it, and what a go-getter.
Mm.
And guess what?
What?
I even tried to get in touch with her to try to get her to call in.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking to their PR people, as well as her daughter, Christina. Uh-huh. And so that would be, or Kristen. So she's going to be hopefully on the show soon.
Oh, good.
So
very
interesting. But, we'll talk more about that too. But the movie was fabulous. And I will tell you, if you are a woman out there that wants to get into entrepreneurship and you have something to sell, this will motivate you.
Okay.
So anyways, but before we do, we're going to be selling some things on our show. You know that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I know. And before we start, our first thing we have that you have to your right.
Yes.
Is called Benny Bread.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Benny Bread, he's like the Quincy Jones of Tampa.
Right.
And what I liked about Benny Bread was it's a unique flavor of, you can kind of go into it because you're.
Yes, I can vouch for it.
Thank you. There you go.
Because he kind of created it in our home. It's like an offshoot of friendship bread.
Right. Mm-hmm. And when they call that friendship bread, Bert, can you take this and put it up to the internet and just show what this is like? Now, this is a loaf. Just show the world up there.
It's cut, so be careful.
Yeah, it's cut.
Yes.
And if you can see it on the internet there, because we get video.
But one thing about it, when once you taste it, you can't help yourself.
Now I know it's fabulous.
It's fabulous. Like at our fair, people came just to eat the Benny bread.
Okay, to the Kwanzaa.
Yes.
Right, and they ended up, you know, they just came for the Benny bread.
Yeah, that's what drew them there.
Right.
The Benny bread. So they come every year for it.
I see that, you know, and that's what's really great. Now tell us, we can't really tell the ingredients of it, right?
Not really, but it's very holistic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And well, how many calories do you think it is, about?
Oh, I wouldn't say today.
Oh, we can't say today?
Okay. I don't know. I would have to research that because I don't want to make a mistake.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's fine. We can always just double check on that.
Right.
Because, but it's delicious. And
yes.
Last time he put something over it. What did he give me? He gave me like a frosting on it?
Oh, yes. Sometimes you can put like a frosting over it.
Okay. So if you are
interested. Spray it on there. He sprays it on. And he makes muffins too.
Yes, I have the muffin. And yes, the muffin's here.
Oh, you were eating it.
Like, I still have the muffin. And so if you'd like to order this Benny bread, now we're going to start doing this every show.
Mm-hmm.
And the Benny bread, you can actually order through Hollywood Connections.
Yes.
But I'm going to give for this one only your phone number as well.
Okay.
And if you want to give your phone number.
Oh, 813-508-0931.
Right. Now, there is shipping, so we're going to sell this one for about $8.
Yes.
And, you know, some of the proceeds will go towards the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really great as well. And we want to get this Benny bread worldwide known, so we're really excited about that.
Right.
Yes, I'm excited. And we'll actually take a picture of this and put it on my Hollywood Connections on Facebook.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
Because it's really, truly delicious.
So let's show Periscope the world. You can show them the bread. This is Benny bread. And actually, that is a loaf that we are selling. And the reason for it, because he is also one of our executive producers.
Yes.
And
a lot of men, they like to bake.
I see that.
Yes.
I know.
He loves it. And when you buy it and taste it, you can feel the love that he puts into the baking of the bread.
And we can ship it worldwide.
Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go. That's one of our specials today.
It's wonderful, believe me.
Benny bread. So let's go to our first caller. I know we have Vegas waiting. I went a little bit over. And Mr. Vegas, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Happy New Year to everyone.
Same to you.
We're going to have to get that Benny bread over to that pre-Grammy party.
Okay, We do need to eat.
Uh-huh.
There we go. We'll have a tasting of Benny bread. How's that at the pre-Grammy event in Las Vegas?
That sounds like a plan. Well, today I'm going to do my first and only 2016 rant on Facebook. Normally my Facebook is all positive and inspirational, but something happened over the past couple of days that I can't just keep it to myself. There was only one event I was going to go to, and that was last night, and it was at Sherry Gordy's Take the Stage because Majestic the Magnificent was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know Majestic. Have you seen him?
Okay. Let me finish the story. For your listeners, Mr. Majestic was the one who you saw escort Katherine Jackson along with Michael Jackson during the Michael Jackson trial. So when you were watching those two people escorting Miss Katherine Jackson in and out of courtroom, the other person other than Michael was Majestic. Now, I had some cards. Some of you I sent out the flyer to. I know you got a copy of the It's Time for Our Tradition to Continue. And I had a printer print him an emergency, and he cut off my phone number and cut off the top of it, and I was furious.
I know.
So I was really disappointed in that. Now, Majestic was going to have Mr. Joe Jackson present Halbert Sweeney, Bonnie's son, the Lifetime Achievement Award. So that's how involved he was with the pre-Grammy party that we are planning.
Mm.
So that's why I needed to touch him, but I didn't get a chance to touch him. But I will. I have time. But right now, I'm bringing in 2016. Right. I have a model who's staying with me for two or three days, and we're going to shoot. Today I take her. She does a complete makeover, you know, hair, makeup, nails. Take her shopping, buy some outfits, and we're going to do a photo shoot. So I'm really excited to do that. My camera was stolen, but of course I'm using a cell phone. And surprisingly enough, the cell phones now are so high tech that the qualities that you get taking pictures are very, very good. And Lou was saying anything else. So I'm looking excited to do that. And also, another exciting news is that I got a response back from one of my artists who were going to perform. He's going to come and once we work out the details. And his name is Mr. Charles Jenkins, Pastor Charles Jenkins. If you don't know who Pastor Charles Jenkins is, he is the one who did My God is Awesome. And he also has a new album out called This Means War. So he'll be coming to the event too as well. Today, who I have on as guest, her name is Patricia Martin. Since keeping in the theme of networking, with Bonnie being the queen of networking, Patricia is also a public relationist. One of her clients was Melba Moore, who she was instrumental in having Melba Moore come out to Long Island, New York, and perform for the ISO Art Council for me. So right now, with no further ado, let me introduce to you Patricia Martin. Say hello, Patricia.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Well, Patricia, so are you a working publicist at this time now?
Well, yes, and I do a lot of promotions here in New York and in New Jersey, and wherever a good concert is needed, I can be there. I am there.
Okay, you know, a lot of talent out there, this is called Hollywood Connections, and a lot of talent out there and that are listening, mm-hmm. and they want to, be more known or more seen, or the artist out there. Do you help them get on shows, or can you give us some idea what you do with some of the talent that you've worked with, or a new talent that you could do?
Well, yes, I assist them in getting on different shows that will be promoted in the area, and I also promote various concerts myself.
Oh, okay.
So there are many ways that I can assist them in getting out there and letting everybody see their talent.
So if there is a promoter out there, like we had one pal, Joey, was here in town, and he's a Frank Sinatra singer. So if he needs a publicist like yourself to help him book into more shows and concerts, or, you know, is that what you could help them do? Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes, we could.
Oh, very fabulous. Can you give us your website as well as your Facebook?
Well, my Facebook is PMAM Productions at Facebook.com. And my website is www.pamproductions.ning.com.
Okay. Now, a lot of people want to know, what is like kind of the range of a publicist, what people charge these days? I've been out of the loop with the publicist part on that. Can you kind of give a quote, kind of, or do you do it through what their experience is?
Well, it's based on their experience. So for me to give a quote right now, it would be a bit premature.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that we could always talk about.
Okay, what about some children or teens? Do you work with them, or do you have a certain age group?
No, there's no age limit. The only thing that we ask is that they be talented and that they're ready to work hard, you know, and that's how you make it. You have to be willing to devote yourself to your talent and be available and have a good attitude, first of all.
Okay.
Yes.
And what made you want to be a publicist? Who inspired you?
Well, you know what? I've always been into music. I've always absolutely loved music. And I personally cannot sing a lick.
Oh, join the choir. That's me.
I mean, it's called stay in your lane, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Very cool.
I can't sing. Let me surround myself with folks who can sing.
Right.
Well, you know, let me jump in here because, you know, it's important that it's easy to know what it is that we don't want to do. The most hardest thing it is to know what it is that we do want to do. For instance, like you may not, and it's important to know where it is that you want to be in life. I mean, we all can't be astronauts heading up to space, but I know I sure love to be on the launch pad cleaning off that shuttle before it takes off. so it's important to know where it is that you want to be in life and what it is you're doing. That's why I became a photographer. I couldn't sing, dance, act, and tell jokes, but the camera, got me in an environment for me where it is that I want to be. And I guess that's the same way about being a publicist or anything else. You have to know where it is that where you want to be in life.
Yes.
You know, and then from there you look around and see what type of professions that will put you there, and putting in the hard work to become good at it.
Right. Now I have a question.
Absolutely.
Sure. Tell everybody your name again.
My name is Patricia Martin.
Okay. Now, our sportscaster here, he actually is a great sportcaster. Now, do you also work with sportcasters to be a publicist to help them get out there? Say hi to her.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Peter Blake.
Hi, Peter. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
Same to you, sir. Same to you.
We're trying to get him more work, too. So what advice would you give him as a sportscaster?
You know what? I've never worked with a sportscaster again. I'm with the music industry. I work with folks who get out there and sing. Even though myself, I tell a few jokes. So I would really be out of my lane.
That's okay. We always help out. You know, we just want to find out where you're at, you know, where we can help somebody.
So she's mainly with musicians.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And we want to thank you both so much for calling in. I look forward to hopefully meeting you if you're going to that pre-Grammy event in Las Vegas.
Yes, we'll be there, Vegas.
Yes.
I can't wait because I've never been to Las Vegas before.
Ever.
Oh, never.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Well, love it. Well, since she's on the air with me, too, and Mr. Vegas, while you're there, he's playing your song, Love You Like a Love Song, Baby. I want to tell Yvonne, if you're going to Vegas, I've got two or three of my other friends that are going to be there. I'd sure like you to stand up in our wedding.
Oh,
I really would.
Yes.
Okay, so on that note, let me say, ladies, you know, dreams are nothing more than plans awaiting action. Never disrespect the elderly, always pull someone up. And sometimes you may be the only one. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you so much for calling in today. We really appreciate that advice to all that talent out there. We really appreciate that. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. God bless.
God,
beautiful day.
Nice hearing from you guys.
Okay, so Peter, how are we doing here?
We got Carl on the line. You ready for him?
Yes, we are. Thank you so much for waiting. Hi, Carl. How are you?
How's it going?
Good. I think I'm a social networker. And I had just popped you a message, and you're a producer?
Actually, I'm more of a director and special effects artist. I produce all my own stuff, but yeah.
That's awesome, a director. And I have you heard of me before? I know we had met kind of briefly on Facebook as I search out and I find out the best of the best and find out, you know, who's available to come on the show. And I said, hey, if somebody else canceled today, I said, can you call in?
Uh-huh.
He said, I'll be there. Tell us what you do.
As of right now, I'm just trying to get recognized here. But for the past 4 years, I've been working on cinematography, writing, directing, and special effects. Because at first, I started doing horror, and I live in Tampa. There isn't really a whole lot of people who do special effects to the caliber that I wanted it to be, like very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I got into that and just really, really advanced with it.
But your work is not limited to Tampa, is it?
It's not limited to Tampa. Like I said, I'm just kind of starting out. So right now, I'm just trying to get people to actually notice me. So,
well, that's what my show is about. And I'm glad you connected with me on Facebook. And, tell everybody your name and your Facebook or your website.
Yeah, my name is Carl Huber. And the business page is Blue Light Films for Facebook. And it deals with cinematography, mainly just cinematography and special effects. I know a lot of people call up and they want to be the director themselves, or they have something they already wrote. So, you know, if somebody wants me to direct something, that's always good. But I'm just mainly more open towards cinematography and special effects.
How about taking new talent? Do you accept new talent if they want to jump on board with you, or is that something that you don't do? You work through agents, or is that through, I'm trying to figure that out. What, you know, with your productions?
As of right now, I'm mainly doing my own things. Like I have helped other people out with their projects, like this past year specifically. But I'm just I am actually eager to work with new talents, like, which is kind of what I started doing last year and hopefully want to do more this year.
Okay. Well, you know, I have an idea because I have a lot of reporters and we haven't met personally, but I'd sure like you to come down to the station one of these Saturdays and meet you in person.
That would be good.
I know. Have you on the air. And, you know, my reporters that are out there, we do a lot of behind the scenes of films and opportunities for them from teenagers and up. And if you can keep us in mind with that, but we'd sure like to have you come down here and, you know, maybe do, you know, show some of your clips or audio in what you do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to do that.
Oh, good. Now, are you getting some of your films in the film festival circuit now, or what's your next step? What would you like to do?
Yeah, as of right now, I'm I have a feature-length film called The Broadcast, which is mainly set on one person, an agoraphobic young woman back in the 1930s,
mm-hmm.
and her neighbors. It's focusing on their reaction around the 1938 War of the Worlds broadcast.
Oh.
Where everybody thought literally thought Martians were attacking Earth.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's something that no one's ever really tackled before, and I just figured that would be a good subject.
So is that showing any place?
As of right now, I'm trying to get into more festivals. Mm-hmm. It won an award for best cinematography over at Innovative Films last June.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm submitting it to as many film festivals as I can now. And, the next film is a short film that I just literally finished editing called Zero Hour, and that's...
And you direct these films? You're the director also?
I'm the writer, director. I was the cinematographer for The Broadcast.
Oh, so one-man show, kind of.
Well,
you do everything.
There are other people who come on board. The Broadcast... wore me out physically and mentally trying to direct and do cinematography for that. But this next one, I pretty much said that if I was going to direct, then I need to get another cinematographer. So that's what I did.
Yeah.
And he did an awesome job with it. Like, definitely going into the festivals with extreme confidence with that one.
They sound interesting.
It does. Do you have any trailers or anything up that anybody can go to on YouTube or anything?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, there's trailers for the broadcast, and this next one is called Zero Hour. And I just released the trailer for that yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is I like to take those clips, put it to Hollywood Connections on Facebook that's attached to the Tantalk 1340 AM website, and kind of keep that up there. And then on a Saturday, please let me know.
Yes.
And come on down here.
We'd like to come on into the studio.
Yes. That's what this show's all about. It's helping people get connected in show business.
Yes.
And that's why I'm here, and Yvonne is here with her background in theater and acting. And we want to thank you so much for calling in and just kind of telling everybody who you are. And again, your website?
The website is bluelightfilms@facebook.com.
Perfect. And then when we get you in here, we'll talk about how you started out in this business and your training, your background. Or, you know, we've had so many different stories from producers. It's really an inspiration to others out there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll get you the podcast after.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, Carl. Have a great day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, Peter, how are we doing on the air so far?
We're good to go right now.
We're good to go. So guess what else I have to sell?
What?
Okay, we're going to be selling that book to your right.
Okay.
We're going to hold that up. We're going to hold that up and get that on camera and to the world. And this is for Diane. We've already talked about how to sell it. She actually wrote a book, and you read the whole thing.
Yes.
And Celebrity Obsession. So that's another book that we're going to be having. Now, I met Diane. I have some clips I'll put to Hollywood Connections about this book and her life. When I first met her in Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, it's funny. I was swimming in the pool at my son's home, and this woman comes up to me, and we were talking, and she goes, I wrote this book. And lo and behold, a couple of years later, she did write the book, and look, now I have it on the show.
It's amazing, the book.
So tell us a little hint about the book, what you thought.
Oh, I thought that it would make a good movie.
Oh.
And I was very
hold that up there.
Kind of shocked to find out what a real obsession really is.
Like if somebody else has a celebrity obsession, what to do.
And especially with young people, teenagers.
Right.
Because they are the most vulnerable for such a thing.
I agree. And that's, so we're going to get more information. Diane's going to come back with us in the next week here. We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
And Peter is very excited. He's going, woohoo!
Yes.
And so guess what else? We're okay on the calls yet? I have one calling in from L.A. pretty soon. We're good? All right, so I want you to ask me about the next product.
Oh, yes, about the hula hoop?
Yes. So
yes.
I know, I walked in.
There's something amazing going on over there with that.
I know. Let me tell you about this. Now, here, I've got the Periscope here. Maybe Bert can help me with the Periscope. Now, Bert, you met Chris, the hula hoop expert, at the home show where she's at now in Tampa, which if you want to go tomorrow, let me know.
Oh, what's happening?
Well, the home show is in town, the Tampa home show.
Oh, that's true. Yes,
at the State Fair.
Oh, is that the State Fair this
grounds.
Year? Okay.
Yeah, if you can help me with the broadcasting for that. Mm-hmm. And what I want to do is show people here. Now, this is not just your normal hula hoop. And it actually weighs about 2.5 pounds. And, if you would want to lose 5 to 10 inches.
Off of your waist.
After eating the Benny bread.
Oh, you need it. After eating Benny bread, you will need that.
The hula hoop, right? Hula hoop.
Yes.
Now, this hula hoop is different because I had to run out. When I first met her, I had to run out and go get this hula hoop. Now, of course, that hula hoop has been sitting there because of the new year. I wanted to brush this off.
Where did you run to get it?
Well, she was at one of the home shows.
Oh, you had to run over there.
Yeah, and I got to interview her and I'll put some things up. Now, I'm going to show you something here. Well, you can talk to me and ask me about this and I'll come back.
Okay. So
here we go. It's a 2.5 pound weight, right, of a hula hoop. Now, this hula hoop is just amazing. And there are, if you can do this 20 minutes a day, it also comes with a DVD. We have the DVD here. And that DVD is also kind of gets you in the mood to. Well, it's here.
Yes.
But the DVD actually, Bert's going to try it.
Yes,
she's got her own DVD, and which really helps. Now, of course, a little bit advanced. I have to keep it going. Now, Chris can really get that hula hoop going. And,
I used to get it going when I was a kid.
Well, this is a little different. And, you know, with this hula hoop, it's because of the weighted that's on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she sells these for $40.
Okay.
And for $40, you can get the shipping is $20. So let's say you have a friend that you want to get two of them, should do the same shipping cost. Now, if you want to do a promo code, and we talked about this, and Chris knows that we're going to be taking orders through Hollywood Connections also. And there'll be a promo code of HOOP10, and you get 10% off. So what do you think of this hula hoop, Chris? You saw the hula hoop. You know, he's over in the background there. And I wanted to see what you thought of this hula hoop when you first saw it. And you saw it's pretty heavy, right? But not too heavy.
Yeah, it seems like it's pretty heavy. I don't even know how anybody has fun with that.
Oh.
Well, the reason for it, if you want to lose 5 to 10 inches on your waist, okay, and you have a video, and then you keep it going. You do this every day. She has so many testimonies. She's going to be calling in. Which is really cool.
Okay.
And so
how much does it weigh?
You know, that's a good question you can ask her when she calls in, because I'm just kind of presenting this today. And
when is she going to call in today?
She is. I'm going to show everybody. The hula Periscope, too, is listening. So this hula hoop is $40. It's not a regular hula hoop. Now, Weight Watchers recommends this. You know, that's what she's telling me. She said a lot of people, you know, that want to, you know, get the new year off right, and you want to do fun exercise stuff.
Well, anytime you apply weights to your exercise is better for the results.
Well, here's the test. I am going to take this hula hoop and I'm going to do her challenge. I'm going to tell her challenge today.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it. Yeah, Bert's looking at me because you have all this exercise stuff in the house. And I'm going to try it with the video and I'll give you my results and how it goes with my testimony.
It sounds like it could do good.
Yeah.
I think it can.
And I'll put the interviews from Chris up on the Hollywood Connections Facebook. So like us on Hollywood Connections. Like me on Dawn Reese's show on Facebook. And can't add me, but I have 5,000 friends on there. But you can add Yvonne.
Yes.
Tell me your Facebook.
My Facebook?
Yes.
Yvonne Madison.
Right.
At Facebook.com.
Right. That's it.
Yes.
You know. So let me show you something here. We're good on callers?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Your show.
I know. Thank you. Well, I'm waiting for someone from Los Angeles to call in if they don't forget the time zone change of about 3 hours.
Oh.
So I know. If not, we'll get them next week. But I'm going to show you something here while I'm on the video. So, here's the hula hoop. So you see the hula hoop? And I can't really do it in here, but you can just see it goes around. Here. Wait, you can say something, Yvonne, about the hula hoop.
You're not going to at least try?
No. Yes, she's going to try.
Go ahead, try.
Try it.
Let's see it.
Well, I don't know if I can because it's like,
it's not enough room.
Yeah, not enough room.
Yeah.
But I'm just showing you the way.
Yeah, but that's how it goes, around and around the waist.
I never knew how to do that.
Oh, I used to know how to do it real good.
Well, you know what? You can try it afterwards, and we'll get a video on you.
Okay. I'll try.
But it's too small in the studio, so we tried. But I just want to show you, if you're interested, go to Hollywood Connections.
But the concept is wonderful.
Thank you.
Because it's a hula hoop, and any type of hula hoop is exercising the mid part of your body, and it has some type of weight to it.
Exactly.
So I believe it's a good product.
There you go.
Really do.
And, you know, if they have a product or they have something that they want to sell on the show, we would like to talk to them.
Okay.
You know, and they would, actually the proceeds of that goes towards the show.
Yes.
Because we pay for our own airtime. Now, here's something else I do want to add real quick. Bert, you've seen my show. You've helped out producing it. And what do you think of our show?
I think the show is awesome. Brings a lot of information to a lot of people that are in need of information. And the more information everybody has, the stronger they'll be able to perform in their craft.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I agree. Thank you.
I agree to that.
And Yvonne, I wanted to find out, we have some exciting things coming up. We know Gasparilla Parade's coming up, Gasparilla Film Festival.
Vegas.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I told Yvonne if she goes down there, she'll be one of our bridesmaids as well.
Oh, I've never been a bridesmaid.
Ever.
I'll be excited.
Well, I just wanted to tell her that live on the air. We're really excited about that.
Thank you.
And so also, too, is in the meantime, we're going to talk about some things. What would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about the senior citizens.
Okay.
That's my pet talk about stuff.
Okay.
And about beauty at any age. Because I see a lot of people who are senior citizens and they have given up on life. And I try to tell them that you can have beauty at any age. Beauty comes from within, and not to give up. So right. I like to go around and talk to senior citizens. I've done that. A matter of fact, at the affair last night, I met a friend of mine who I hadn't seen since the 90s, and she was 89 years old.
Wow. And, you know,
and you're still working.
And you're 80.
Yes, I'm 80.
And she is beautifully gorgeous. Thank you. I'm going to put Periscope and show, you know, and what is your secret to life?
What they were asking me last night at the fair, some young guys. They were saying, what is your secret? And I said, diet number one. And then a positive outlook, a positive thinking, number two, and exercise. I think that's my secret.
Now, do you do exercise every day?
No, but I would like to. But I do have a trainer. He comes twice a week.
Okay.
And he trains me with weights and everything.
What would you say your New Year's resolution is this year?
I need to lose about 10 pounds.
Okay.
I would feel better at 10 pounds. I mean, I feel okay, but I think I would look a little cuter.
I think with everybody for the new year, you know, it's what a goal sheet. You know, you buy one of these booklets that have a calendar in there. Mm-hmm. And so I am marking like a smiley face. If I do something that day, if it's my walk with the dog, if it's my bicycle, if it's the workout room, if it's something, just make that smiley face so you know, hey, I did something great for me today.
I would like to include walking because I used to walk a lot. And I got a lot of benefits from that. So this year, I'm definitely going to include walking.
Okay, and Bert, what's your New Year's resolution this year? You know, it's just it's something that comes to mind that you'd like to accomplish.
Well, I guess my New Year's resolution is going to be to try to be the best contractor that I can be and to give everybody the best dollar value that I can give them.
As and your charter, that's what I was kind of thinking about. Your Sun Kiss Charter Company, you have a 37-foot sailboat. We're going to start to charter that out pretty soon. And what do people expect from the new year if they want to sail with you? Us.
Okay.
Well, yes, our sailing charter company, you know, we'll have a six-pack license, so you'll be able to bring up to six passengers on board. She's a 37-foot Endeavor, a sloop. It's basically about a five-hour tour. And it's a great value. It's right, should be located right here on Clearwater Beach. And we'd look forward to having you in the future. Charter should probably be available around April.
Right.
Right. And they can see me there, Miss Florida Diva, because I'm going to be there.
That's right. At the kickoff of our sailboat charter. Also, we want to have mermaid parties.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be really cool.
I do, too.
Yeah. And Chris is, Chris is going to be calling in because she does the mermaids. And Peter, would you like to join us on that mermaid?
Sure, why not? Why not?
I gotcha. So what's your New Year's resolution?
It's the same as it is every year, to be the best man I can be the best man, brother, son, and also to get a TV job. First time I've gotten a TV job at 37 years old, so that's my goal.
So well, tell the world what you're looking for. You know, I have some friends over at Home Shopping Network and Rob over there, and, I have helped cast for Joy. Mm-hmm. That is that new movie that's out there, which is really cool. And what kind of TV job are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking to be on ESPN by the time I'm 45. So right now I have to start with something that is, you know, just to get my foot into the door. And if, whether it's sports or news or whatever else, I basically know how to edit. I know how to do camera work. I can write for myself. I can host. So, and I've never had a TV job before. So I'm just willing to learn and take that opportunity to have the first job and then move on from there.
That's cool.
And you definitely have the voice for it.
Thank you.
For
I appreciate
sure,
that.
For sure. Yeah, you know, and what? Give everybody your phone number, your Facebook, so people can, you know, call you for your New Year's. And who knows who's listening out there, especially when we go to Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have an opportunity for a young and upcoming sports broadcaster, 727-255-0391. Find me on Facebook at Peter H. Blake, and also follow me on Twitter at pblake1003.
That's right.
There you go.
So, you know, and also, too, is I want to get more reporters on, mm-hmm. you know, around the world. And I know Trevor is not going to be calling in today, but he's out traveling. And he does, Learjets. And, I saw some of the famous people that he travels with. I can't name it, but wow. You know, and he wants to be a reporter. And so if you'd like to be a reporter for the show or a beauty queen reporter for 2016, go to Hollywood Connections and like us. Also, like Dawn Reese's show, like Yvonne. Go to her page as well, yes. Yvonne Madison.
Yes, Yvonne Madison.
And she can add you. I can't because I have 5,000, unless somebody drops off my, 5,000. That happens.
Yes.
Yeah. And so anything else? I know we've got about 15 minutes. I know after the holidays, it's really kind of difficult because a lot of the callers that I have are on vacation mm-hmm. and people from all over. But
traveling back home from wherever they were.
Exactly. You know, Dallas Jenkins is a film director and he did the movie Midnight Clear.
Mm-hmm.
And it was with Stephen Baldwin. He I think he drank a lot or something, you know. But Dallas is doing a new movie. I think that movie was out on Netflix. He said he's going to call in and talk about his new movie pretty soon.
Okay.
So that was with Stephen Baldwin, the past one he did. But we'll meet some of the major, Christian film directors at that Christian Film Festival coming up in Orlando, too, which is exciting. You'll be there, too.
Okay.
And how are we doing with callers?
We actually have Jerry on the line.
Okay. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you, Don.
Oh, thank you so much.
What about me?
I know it's just... Diva, but I didn't.
Yvonne, yes. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you.
Same. I don't think we've ever really talked. I hear you on the air, you know.
Okay.
So, Jerry, but, what is your New Year's resolution this year? He's the promoter of the stars and major artists.
My New Year's resolution is to take my song, Shout It, and make it a number one Christian hit.
Ah, well, then you need to come down to the Christian Film Festival. Do you know that? That's coming up in the spring. And there's a lot of Christian film directors there, and that's what you need to do is help market that too, Jerry.
That song, I think out of everything I've ever written, I think it's got the most potential of anything.
Okay.
And do you remember years ago, I'm sure the people would remember when the Blues Brothers did the movie, and then they had the big congregation of the people singing behind it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see was shouted from the housetop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to sing the song to you right now?
Well,
you said you don't have a lot of callers.
Well, actually, we do, but we have about 15 minutes left. But if you want to sing about 30 seconds of it, you can.
Yeah, start it.
Okay, but you gotta join in with me there. Okay.
Oh.
Here comes the
doo-wop girls.
Okay, ready? Here we go. People say that God is dead, but I've got something to say. I don't know about yours, I just talked to mine today. Mm-hmm. He said to claim the world in the precious name of Jesus, mm-hmm. and let his spirit show through. Well, the time is appearing, fig trees starting to bloom, and Christ is returning real soon. Now here's the chorus. I'm gonna shout it from the housetops so everyone can see. It's gonna come via radio and Don Reese cable TV.
Oh, that's cute.
I'm gonna tell everybody.
Jesus gonna shout it too. From the tree.
I'm gonna tell the full gospel and let the Spirit fill you too. There's more to it, but that's it.
Oh, thank you.
There we go, Jerry. Thank you so much.
That was beautiful.
Well, I want to tell everybody, Jerry and I have known each other for a long time, and he's been my promoter. He kind of helped me out with many things, with a lot of festivals and events to get into, and taught me about media before even the broadcasting days. But, Jerry, you're also going to be helping sell airtime for us. Mm-hmm. And while I have you on the air, you know, if anybody's listening, of course, this goes to podcasts. This goes to video. And if you really like the show, donate to the podcast, the video, the Tan Talk 1340. Go to Dawn Reese Show at yahoo.com, but put that into, you know, PayPal.
Yes.
I have a PayPal account just for the show, and it will, you know, and if you want to say your name, we'll talk about your name on the air as well, but we'll give you a commercial that will air with us. So, Dawn.
That's the best way to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Think of dishwashing liquid. Reese, like peanut butter cup. And show at yahoo.com.
I hear Mr. Las Vegas on there every week, and I've been working with him. I'm going to help him try and get some sponsorship for the Bonnie Hilton Sweeney.
Are you going to be in Vegas in February? Are you going to
be there?
Oh, then you'll see me. You'll meet me then.
Yeah, finally. And my sister lives here in Vegas, so I'm going to invite her. And my nephew is an engineer. He does the mixing for groups like Gloria Estefan and people like that.
Oh, wow.
So he's in Las Vegas, too, so we'll try and get him to come there, too.
Okay. I saw Gloria on television last week. The president was giving her and her husband an award. A free yes. Mm-hmm. I love her.
Well, you know, Jerry, we are here. We have about 10 minutes left. Any last words that you'd like to say?
Last thing I want to say is we have got to find Vanessa in Las Vegas because she said that she would help us with anything we wanted to do.
Well, I do have Vanessa's. No, I have her information. Actually, I talked to her. She also wants to do a story on Yvonne, and I'll get you her number.
Great.
We're trying to get her on the show very soon.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, the whole thing is that senior citizens have got to be promoted. Look at my mom. She's 97 years old.
Oh, yeah.
She's a senior citizen.
Yes.
You know? So, and.
Well, tell your mom we said hi.
Want her to say hi?
Okay.
She's 97?
Yes.
Wow.
97 years old, okay?
You're live on the radio.
Hello to you. You're on the radio.
Hello there. You're live on the radio. Tan Talk 1340 AM. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing out there?
Good.
Good. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you.
Tell everybody your name.
Virginia.
There you go. And Virginia, what's the secret of a long life?
Pardon me. I didn't hear. He just said something. I lost attention. Well, what did you say today?
What's the secret of a long life? You're 97 years old. What's your secret?
Right. Even a little bit later than that.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, Virginia, we want to thank you, Jerry, for having you both call in. And I, you know, a better secret is
what?
Her son is a loving son, that he is there with her and helping her through a lot of the different things in life right now.
A loving son, that's precious.
Mm-hmm.
I have one.
I know. And I saw the post from Kwanzaa last week.
I have a beautiful son.
Well, thank you both for calling in. We appreciate your calling. We'll see you next week.
Yes.
All righty. So, Yvonne, let me tell you about some of the guests that we have coming up.
Okay, but I want to tell you one thing. Nat King Cole's daughter passed away.
I saw that, yes. I know.
Natalie Cole.
65.
Yes. And I just want to give the family my condolences.
I know. This has been a very interesting year of, you know, God's going to be blessing a lot of people, I believe, you know, because when you are faithful to Him and watch things happen, you know, and it's so funny because I've been praying about some things and they're coming through, and it's not my timing, it's His timing.
Yes.
You know,
no, it's always His timing.
Exactly.
He may think it's ours, but it's
not. Oh, it's not. No, not whatsoever. And we want to thank Bert Arnold for being here and giving the weather report and the Benny bread. You know, this is it's heavy, but it's good.
It's
delicious. Cut perfectly. And delicious. And homemade with a lot of love.
I mean, we can't keep it in our house. My children run through there. You got any bread, Mama? You got any bread?
So the Benny bread people can buy again. Give that number for the Benny bread.
813-508-0931.
Okay, and we have a caller on the line.
Yeah, we got Chris from Power Hoops.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Fabulous. I was showing the hula hoop, but I couldn't hula hoop in the studio because it was kind of small. But you're at the Tampa Home Show. We may see you tomorrow. And I've been bragging about the hula hoops. I'm going to give your... Now, what would you call your challenge be? You know, like a...
Well, it's a 30-day challenge. Mm-hmm. And we have like a chart where you start out just 5 minutes the first day. And you start working yourself up. And by day 30, you're doing 30 minutes.
Okay.
And you burn about 10 calories a minute when you do these weighted hula hoops. So, you know, by the time you get to day 30, you're burning 300 calories just standing there having fun. So it's an easy way to shrink your weight.
Can I ask you a question? Can you teach me how to do it on the video? Yes.
She has a video.
Can everybody do it?
Yeah, I have from 4-year-olds to, I've had a 95-year-old do
it. Oh, well, then I can do it. If you had a 95.
Yeah, right? And the thing is with these, because they're big and heavy, they're 40 inches around and they're 2.5 pounds. So really, you're just giving it momentum. You're just giving it a push with your body.
Okay.
It's not like those little ones that you used to do, you know?
Yeah.
Right. The DVD that comes with it in the beginning, there's a 4-minute little segment that kind of walks you through how to do it, you know, just the proper way to stand. You bend your knees, you keep your abs pulled in, and you just keep your body nice and tight, and you just kind of rock through your feet and press the hoop.
So right. Okay,
do I
understand it's like $40 for the complete set? The hoop?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's $40. That includes the 30-minute workout DVD, and like I said, it's 4 minutes of instruction at the end. It's got a really nice warm-up and cool-down at the end, so you get a nice stretch when you're done.
Sounds great.
It's a total body workout. So, and then we're also giving out a tape measure that you can measure your waist, and that way you can see how many inches you're losing as you go along.
Good.
We've had great results. And our last 30-day challenge, we had all the ladies lost 5 to 10 inches off of their waist in 30 days.
Wonderful.
Wow. So, Chris, I want to help. You know, I told you I used to do this in West Palm on my other station, and I really want to help start selling products on mine. And, and yours is the first, besides, we have Benny bread here. So if you eat the Benny bread, you're definitely going to use the hula hoop.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. We're going to need it.
In the bread, so we could figure out how long we have to hula hoop to burn off a piece of bread.
Yes, we're going to have to find that out for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can burn 300 calories in 30 minutes hula hooping, so... Hey, if the piece is 300 calories, it's worth it to hula hoop just 30 minutes, right?
Yes.
Right. Now, you've had some testimonies because, you know, 5 to 10 inches, and I'm going to take your challenge. Yes, I will take your 30-day challenge, and I want you to, we're going to have you still call in next week as well, and I want to take your 30-day challenge, and I will give you a report back, and I promise because Bert was looking at me and with a hula hoop, and I'm actually holding it on the air right now. You can see it on video and podcast.
Yeah.
So you tell us an inspiration. We have about 6 minutes left, but real quick, inspirational story of somebody that actually used the hula hoop, and a little bit about their background.
Well, I have had lots and lots of testimonials, but one lady in particular, her name's Amy, and she's from Orlando, and she's about 5 foot tall. Okay, so she's a little girl lady. She's 62 years old.
Wow.
Okay, so she started doing it, and she was 192 pounds at 5 foot tall.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, at 5 foot tall, you know, 190 is
a lot
for her
frame. It's a lot, yes.
So she started doing the workout, and she would do the video one day, and then she would hoop the next day, and she would alternate it.
Mm-hmm.
And if she was here right now, she would tell you how much she just loved that video, because you really work every single muscle in your body. And, you know, when you burn muscle, that burns calories. And then the hooping itself shrinks your waist. But now... Amy weighs 119 pounds.
No way.
And, wow. Yeah, and if you go on my website, now this has been over the course of the year, But from 192 to 119, she's 62 years old. So,
oh, wow.
You know, a lot of people say, I'm too old to do this. I'm too fat to do this. I'm too, I have a bad knee. I have this, whatever reason mm-hmm. there is, you know. Well, Amy had most of those reasons, and yet she did it.
Those are only excuses, really.
Wow. Right. Those are, anybody can come up with excuses.
Yes.
But really, this is something that is no impact, and it works your entire body, and it's fun, you know. You can just stand in front of the TV, and you can hula hoop, and you're burning calories while you're just having fun.
Now, how long would you say to hula hoop about?
Well, you know what? If you just want to tone your waist, you can just do it 5 minutes a day.
Mm.
5 minutes a day is, think about 2.5 pounds circulating your waist over and over and over again, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason that you lose so many inches in just 5 minutes is because you're toning your abs in the front, you're toning your obliques down the side, and then you're toning your back, like back fat, around your back. So that's why the waist shrinks so much, because you're targeting all the way around your middle, not just the front. Mm. Right.
Like it.
Okay.
So it's really nice how you'll notice right away, like all the girls that have done the 30-day challenge, within a week, they're just amazed, because already you can see that indentation happening in your waist.
Oh,
can we
wow.
start to get, yeah, because we have about 3 minutes left. Can we start to yeah. get some testimonies? Because I want to promote this for 30 days on
yeah.
the air
mm-hmm.
With
and
your product.
Let's measure you and take a picture.
Okay.
And we'll measure your waist. We'll write it all down. So we have it all. We'll take a picture of you on day one.
Okay.
And then we'll just track your progress.
That'll be wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go. And give me your website again, because I'm going to help everybody too. Where it goes to video, and I'm showing the yes. hula hoop.
Okay.
And there is a promo code.
Yes, the promo code is HOOP10. It's HOOP10. And that'll give you the 10% off. Okay.
Oh, you get 10% off the 40?
If you want to ship it, we can ship it right to your house.
Oh, okay.
So that'll help with your shipping costs. Or if you want, you can come down. I'm at the Florida State Fairgrounds today and tomorrow.
That's right.
Tomorrow, 11 to 5, they could just swing by and grab one here at the home show. It's Florida's largest winter home show. So there's like 900 vendors here right now with me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But the website is powerhoops.com. It's powerhoops with a Z at the end. So
and tell them. Yeah, but we're going to say Hollywood Connection sent you over, and Dawn Reese and Yvonne.
Yes.
All right?
Yes. Yes. Make sure and tell me that, and I'm sure I'll know, because they'll come in just bragging about your show. And by the way, I love that singing. I wanted to sing along so bad.
Aww. That was our
was such a nice song.
Yes, it was.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Jerry actually is our promoter of the Stars, a major artist. And Chris, we want to thank you for calling in and start lining up some testimonies of your hula hoop people that you've done. And let's have them call in once a week
yes.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, I will. I've got some great testimonials, and they'd love to call in, because they love Power Hoops. So.
And we'd be looking forward to hearing them.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds great.
Awesome. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow at the Tampa Bay home show.
Yes.
I think we're
going to
go.
Come over and see me so we can get a picture.
We got it. All right, bye, Chris.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
God bless.
You,
happy New Year. Now, so, okay, this is the hula hoop I was talking about. So
yes.
what do you think now after you heard her?
Oh, I'm interested.
Okay. And so anyways, we've got about 1 minute left. Any last words, Yvonne?
Just happy new year, and hope everybody get their wishes to come true.
I do too. And I want to let you know, if you'd like to be a beauty queen or reporter, contact me, Hollywood Connections.
And I want to thank you, Dawn Reese.
Oh, thank you.
For everything that you do.
Oh, thank you. We're going to have some more fun. We've got more
yes.
producers, casting directors. Uh-huh. You know, we had a young film director that was on today.
Mm-hmm.
Periscope, if you'd like the hula hoop as well, or you want to get in touch with me, go to tantalk1340.com. Go to Hollywood Connections. We have 20 seconds left. Or call me at 727-871-7788 if you want that hula hoop that you want to lose 5 to 10 inches. We're going to do a 30-day challenge.
And don't forget to tune in next week.
That's right. Tune in next week. Hollywood Connections. Like us on Facebook.
1340 on your AM dial.
That's right. And it just goes to video podcast. And,
yeah.
and remember, if you want to help, go to Dawn Reese Show at PayPal and help us out with the show so we can get more connections for you in show business. God bless. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.